Welcome to the Big Daddy Cade Blues Show, Blues You Can Use, where we bring you the best of the blues and everything that comes with it. Join us as we groove, jam, and chat with some of the hottest local as well as national and global artists around. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, our host, Big Daddy Cade.
We're here to do a show for you guys, and we're going to do our thing here. We have a bunch of special guests in the house. First of all, I'd like to start out by saying to my co-host, thank you for being here, Mr. Jeep White.
Happy to be here with all these talented young folks.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. And Ms. Bootse is a bass player for the Blues Masters.
And I'm happy to be here as well with our friends.
Yeah. So, we're about ready to introduce to you all Cotton Blue, ladies and gentlemen, is in the house tonight on the radio station.
Hey!
And, hey!
We're about ready to have a good time. But before we start playing any kind of music on the show, we're going to talk about some of the things that people have done and with who and where they are performing. Cotton Blue, where you guys are performing at next?
Well, our next upcoming gig is this coming Friday, February 28th, at the American Legion in West Ashley area, and we'll be there from 6:30 to 9:30.
Well, all right.
Yeah, and then in March, we've got Martin's Barbecue, March 14th. That's on James Island. That's always a fun place to go, good eats. And following that, the following weekend, March 22nd, we're at the Select downtown.
That's a nice place.
It's a great place. Great atmosphere.
I really enjoy that place.
They're just some of the highlights.
We like that a lot.
Yeah, good places were coming up.
Yeah. So we're
going to hope to see everybody.
Yeah. Come on down and boogie.
We'll be there to give you the support. It's all good. That's what we do in this business.
Y'all are there first line.
Right, Mr. White.
That's right.
Yes,
and
sir.
You guys have a good following, too, so it's awesome.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We love our friends and family.
Yeah.
That's what life's all about, right?
Right. Yep, your friends become family.
We like to make even new friends. So
chosen family.
I'll be sure to be there Friday night because that's my American Legion.
That is.
Oh. I'll get you to play a little bit with us.
I'll be there waving the flag.
We'll stop out there and see you guys and check it out. See what's happening. Come on down.
Open to the public.
Open to the public, ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody's invited. Open to the public.
And they have great food there, too, so come hungry.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Now, I want to start out by saying, asking a couple questions. Jeep, what do you have coming up next as far as, I know you told me on your show, you're putting it together.
We're putting together an Outlaw Songwriters show here on WVFF. It's kind of in the making right now. We haven't established a kickoff date, but it's going to be in the very, very near future, and it's going to be all about original songwriting, primarily with people from this area that have either live here now or have at one time lived in the Charleston, Walterboro, Cottageville, greater metropolitan area.
That's all right.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah. Well, you can count on me being there. I got your support. I'm going to be your support, should I say.
That's Steve.
Always.
Trying to support you.
All right. And another thing I would like to say is it's always nice being with a bunch of friends in the studio and having a good time. Last week, we were here with Dan and the Donuts. Dan was on the station. He had a good time. And we played some... Yeah, I guess cover songs, what you can call it. It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And just to let you folks know, if you know about cover entertainers, next week we're going to have Mr. Andy Weiner. He goes by the name Andy Weiner. He called, what is it, Rip Tips?
Smokey Weiner.
Megan's going to bring her mandolin. I mean, ukulele. And so it's going to be a good show. So we're going to have a good time out here. And right about now, I'm going to start about asking some questions because I'm pretty sure that Bootsy want to ask Deb a couple questions about certain things.
Yeah.
So go ahead. You got the floor, my dear.
Oh, right. I wanted to ask Deb, when did she start playing bass? And what inspired you to do that?
Okay. Well, I used to play clarinet all the way through high school.
Oh.
And when I went to college, I traded the clarinet for a guitar. And then pretty soon I discovered there were so many great guitar players. Maybe I should learn how to play bass. So I learned how to play bass guitar. So when I was probably 24 or something like that, I started playing.
Really?
Yeah. She played with Doc Severson, too.
Oh, wow.
Her high school.
Yeah, okay. My high school band did a...
An album.
Yeah.
They did a performance in Chicago, and he was a guest performer.
That's wonderful.
Doc Severson, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
So do you have any bass person that you look up to? Any certain person like... Wooten or anything like that
Well, yeah, the greats like Stanley Clark and, of course, Gator Rob, he was a bass player.
You think he helped you with that?
He did. He helped me very much.
I'll give you that 20 later.
Yeah. I started by learning to play from a videotape, you know, how to hold the bass and how to tune it, and this is what you do. Mm-hmm. And then when I met Rob back in Charlotte, back in, was it 89, I think? He was playing bass.
After the Gold Rush.
He helped me. I used to jam, not with the band so much, but, you know, put real, real tapes on my favorite bands, and I'd jam along with them. And he goes, well, when you play with a real band, this is what you do. So he really helped me a bunch.
Oh, that's sweet. Well, I just think it's wonderful that a husband and wife play together like that. I mean, it's like... You play together, you stay together, you know?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I think that's awesome. Do you have any pros that you can say about that? How wonderful it is to play with your husband?
Oh, it's awesome. As long as he plays guitar and lets me play the bass, we got it made.
Yes. We didn't get married until 3 years ago. We've been together for 35 years?
Right? Yeah.
That's pretty much the same thing that I'd say. Yeah, that's great.
I like throwing that in there.
I know you're a great bass player, Deb, and I look up to you. I think you do great. I think you do wonderful.
She's awesome.
Great bass.
Yeah. Have you written any original songs?
We co-write songs.
Okay. Yeah,
she's really good with lyrics.
We've written a lot of songs about the low country since moving here, about the environment and characters that live down in Edisto, and gators and swamps and snakes and, you know, fun songs.
Yeah. Oh, Detroit Deb, you are just one of a kind. You do really, really well.
She's the brains of the outfit.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful. It's nice to have a sister bass player.
I know, I feel that. I feel that. Very much so.
Okay,
same questions for Rob.
Yeah. So, Rob, when did you start playing harp and guitar?
Probably back when I was 12 or 13.
Oh, just a little while ago.
Yeah, just a couple years ago. I just loved the sound of harp, harmonica, and then I was a bass player, too, because everybody was a guitar player. So
yes, yeah.
It was a bit easier to find work playing in a band, playing bass.
Yeah, Now there's a lot of both. Guitars and basses, and you know, that's great. It's great to have so many people involved.
I enjoy it all, you know, it's just escape for me, you know.
Yeah, well,
for
music
everybody.
Does it takes you to another world. It's great,
good therapy,
yes. And it's therapy for people, you know.
Oh, yeah,
people they really get into it, and it just if they're having a bad day, music will bring them right back again.
You're right,
yeah.
You know, blues is not just a sad thing, it's
right.
It makes you happy, you know.
And you guys write some really good happy songs, you know, they're fun to listen to.
Well, I didn't even realize I liked blues when I was younger because I listened to rock like everybody did, and then I found out later all the rock songs I was listening to, like the Stones, were really blues songs written by Muddy Waters or Willie Dixon or somebody like that.
Yeah.
And I went and listened and went back, hey, that's really a blues song.
Yeah, it is. I know. My husband explained that to me, too. He'd be like, well, you know, that's actually
blues. Those are the ones
blues.
I like the best, yes. You know?
Yeah. Because there were some hard rock singers that actually were the blues.
Oh, still is.
Yeah. And I didn't realize that.
Like Love in Vain, you know, the songs like that.
Yeah.
Just took them and flipped them upside down a little bit.
All those English guys, you know.
A little distortion. And it's still all the same thing, you know.
Yeah. That's right.
And most of the old rock singers have a lot of appreciation for Muddy Waters, B.B. King. And, you know,
John Lee Hooker.
Quite a few guys out there, you know.
So, Gator Rob, who inspired you? Any certain person that you looked up to?
Well, I don't want to brag, but two of my people I looked up was Johnny Hooker and Johnny Winter, and I ended up opening up with my band did at the time in Charlotte, North Carolina, opening up for Johnny Winter and Johnny Hooker. I don't know if you'd like for me to tell the brief story of Johnny Hooker, if that's okay.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite stories. Well, I was a bass player at the time. We were a five-piece band at a place called Kidnappers, if anybody's familiar with that, in Charlotte. It was a big room music hall. And we opened up, and I played on a rack and played bass. And I was invited to play some harp with Johnny Hooker. And so the manager said, told me what key it was going to be in. So I grabbed two certain keys. I thought I was going to be on one song. So I grabbed two just in case. Well, guess what? When I started to play, it was not the right. And luckily, somebody upstairs was helping me. And I had that other, because I packed my other harps away. And I went, oh, I got this one. It's in the right key. And so I played a couple songs with him, and then it was real successful. It was great. One of my favorite story of my music career. And then backstage, I was hanging out. I got pictures. You can see them in here. Put them over the radio. And we're backstage, and they had the beers back there and all. And I was grabbing a beer. I was standing right beside Johnny Hooker, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that was really – I get cold chills just thinking about it. And so I get a beer, and I couldn't find a beer opener. And there were some pipes back there. He goes, Johnny Hooker, I can't do it like he said. You know how those old blues guys taught it. Well, put it over there and hit it like that right there on the pipe right there, you know. And so I really knew to do that, but it was just so cool.
Yeah.
And so Johnny Hooker was telling me how to open a beer.
Oh,
that's one of my favorite stories.
That is an awesome story.
It is.
So it sounds like you met a lot of famous people, or you played with them, too.
My first person I ever opened up was Leon Russell.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Leon Russell. Yes.
Would you like for me to tell you the others? Okay, Johnny Winter opened up for him, and he signed my bass. I think I told you on the phone.
Yeah.
And Joan Jett, in that day when I opened up for her, my band did, and I told her it was my birthday, so she wrote happy. I still have that. I don't know if it's in here or not.
Really?
But happy birthday to Rob. You know, back then I wasn't gay to Rob. I was just Rob. But and then, let's see. Robin Trowler, I have to look on here on the sheet.
Oh, yeah.
John Sebastian, Deborah Coleman, and played with Deborah Coleman at the Sand Dollar back years ago.
Wow.
Bill Walton, Artemis Pyle, my band time at Spring Fest. Y'all familiar with Spring Fest in Charlotte? It's a big to-do. I don't know if you're familiar, G, but we put the two bands together. Didn't even have a rehearsal, and he was the drummer.
Oh, there you go.
And that was pretty cool. And
Dan Aykroyd.
there's a lot.
Yeah.
My band was playing in Wrightsville Beach, and this is kind of a cool story. This guy comes up, hey man, Dan Aykroyd's in the crowd. And this guy was a little tipsy, you know, and I thought he was just running his mouth. And anyway, I just, okay, cool. And then another guy comes up and goes, Dan Aykroyd is really in the house. So I walked over there, and he was in a T-shirt and pants like everybody, short pants like everybody, and talked to him. He's a great guy. And we asked him if he'd like to come sit in with him, with us on stage. I have pictures of that, too.
That is so cool.
And he came up, and he would just tell us what key, and he'd go, one, two, three, and we just jump in, and he was really a good musician.
Did he borrow your harmonicas?
Yeah, he played my harp, and I wish I kept, to this day, I wish I'd have kept them. But
little DNA, right?
Yeah.
But that's a, and let's see, and Debbie and I opened up for Joe Bonamassa.
Oh, wow.
Well, our band did.
Yeah,
back in maybe 2011 at the Plex, which used to be a venue here in Charleston.
I remember the Plex.
Remember that, yeah.
Wow.
That was kind of an exciting time.
Yeah.
And we used to go down to Ye Olde Music, too, because Michael knew his dad.
Yes.
And knew him when he was a little kid.
No kidding,
We had lunch with, we did a library show downtown back when they were doing the blues.
Mm-hmm.
And we played, and then the sax player from Howlin' Wolf.
Oh.
His last name is Shaw. I think of his first name.
But his band came and we went down to California Dreaming.
Had lunch with him.
And he hung out with us and his band did. It was really cool. We had a big table of all of us, you know.
That's nice.
You never know who you're going to meet and run into when you're in the music
And you know, world. You think they're going to be like snobby and uppity, and you find all these people that are so well known are so down to earth.
Exactly.
And they sit and have lunches with you and,
right.
and talk like regular people because that's what they are.
Yeah,
you know?
Because that's what Bobby Rush told us, and B.B. King told us that too when we were backstage with him.
This is my job.
I'm sorry.
No, that's good.
Excuse me. Vince Gill. I just wanted to get that one in.
Vince Gill. Excellent guitar player and singer.
And then Johnny Hooker's son. Can I tell you that story real quick?
Yeah.
And you had the opportunity, so I want to take it. We appreciate you having us, Big Daddy. Really do.
Thank you.
Johnny Hooker Jr.
Yeah, Johnny Hooker Jr.
We went to the poorhouse.
And so I had a photo of... Hooker and I playing together, so I went in there and I met him, and he had me come up and play a few songs with him. Played harp, harmonica, you know, and he said something to me that to this day, I know it sounds cheesy or it sounds like I'm being egotistical, but it just really touched me. He says, Gator Rob, you're a true blues man.
Oh, that is awesome. That's a compliment.
And he was serious as far as I could tell.
Yeah.
And that was so nice of him to say that, because I've always liked the Hookers, you know.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And I like Big Daddy and y'all too, you know. Y'all, we've always loved you guys.
But we love you guys too.
You know, like I say, you guys, since we met, you guys have been doing a wonderful job. And Jeep,
I was gonna really say Jeep. We've always loved Jeep.
Jeep has been the kind of guy when we first got here. him and Michael. Michael that runs EO Music.
Michael Davis.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
He gave us a good start here. He didn't know us. We had quite a few gigs going, and we didn't have that much gear because at that time we were homeless, and we never let anybody knew that, but...
You did
know. We were homeless, but we were.
Was that you hitchhiking on the road that day with your guitar on your back?
I was holding the can for the money.
Oh, that was just kidding.
But you know, and he helped us out. Now Jeep has, you know, threw what I call threw me and the wife quite a few bones. He's always a Big Daddy. Go here, see this person, do this person, go see this and that one. And you go in and play, you do this, you do that. And we just like to say thank you, Jeep.
Well, you're welcome.
Because you're a very sharing guy.
He is.
We really love you because, like I say, you've helped us out in ways you had no clue.
Every place I've played that you guys showed up, I've offered to let you get up and
get your oven
and
play.
And Jeep's CD that he came out with a while back is wonderful. It really is.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know if you've heard it or not, but it's we have it. It's really good. I think I called you and told you. But yeah, it's super good.
Number four, I think.
Well, it was
working on another one. Now, I've been knowing you guys, Rob, Deb, since the old days of the Sunfire Grill, remember?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did we know you then?
Oh, yeah.
That Mexican place, what was that?
Cisco's.
Did you ever play there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Did y'all play there?
No, before that.
Okay, before y'all. They tore that down, I think.
It's car wash now, isn't it?
Sunfire Grill, yeah.
Yeah, Sunfire Grill.
Yeah.
That was a fun place.
I am also putting together a thing with Dave, the owner. He's clearing a spot so I can come in and run blues festivals out here.
Nice.
And I'll be giving you guys a call in the future.
Sounds good.
What's going on the show. And I hadn't told Jeep yet, but we'll be doing some songwriters, and it's just going to be a mixture of everything, you know.
Sounds good.
We just had everybody talk except you guys, drummer.
It's the rhythm doctor, Jeff Llewellyn.
Jeff, the rhythm man.
He's a great drummer and a good guy.
But he don't say much, though. Can he talk?
I don't know.
Rob will let me talk. He has
to give me a dollar and a quarter for every word he says.
It's my show. You can talk now.
Right. They give you a dollar and a quarter.
He's the strong, silent type.
Yes.
So who inspired you to play the drums, my friend?
Well, I started playing in elementary school.
Yeah.
And played all through high school. Got to meet Buddy Rich.
Oh, wow.
I was in jazz band in high school, so he did a show at our high school. Got to meet him.
Wow.
So probably, you know, like everyone else, you know, listening to, Zeppelin, you know, listening to Rush and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, John Bonham. And,
yeah. Great drummer.
You know, Neil Peart, listening to all them and getting inspiration with that.
Well, you're talking about some drummers that's got a lot of speed and a whole lot of energy.
Right.
Those guys, it's just like, wow. They're no joke. They are the real deal, I tell you. You know. So when I see you out playing from now on, when I come and see you guys, I'm, hey, don't mess with him because that guy knows a whole lot of important drummers. Good drummers that he know now. So be careful, you know. But right about now, I'm going to talk a little bit about the sound engineer, the man who puts the show together, so you can listen to anything that we're broadcasting right now. And, you know, it's, let me see, WVFF.com is where you go to listen to this broadcast right now.
And
it'll say Big Daddy K Blues Rules. And you can catch the show we're putting on right now. And this guy, he does a great job as far as putting our music out there. You're a live entertainer out there and want to be on the show, just call in and say, hey, I want to speak to Big Daddy about being on the show. And you can come in and perform. You're all jammed together in this studio. It's just a big old jam. It's not a show. This is unrehearsed. And this is just to show you what music sounds like when a bunch of musicians don't rehearse and just have a good time playing from the heart. And as I say, this young man behind the stage is awesome. We also heard that he's a good rapper, too. Wasn't he?
Amazing.
Amazing.
I could tell you was I was extremely impressed.
Wow. It's hard to impress him. So you're doing excellent. You're good. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's hear it for John.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to, where am I at as far as time, John? I'm okay? Okay. So do you want me to do two and then you'll come back? How you want to do it? Okay. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this thing like this. I know Deb and Rob have a song that they wanted to do, just Cotton Blue. So we're going to let Cotton Blue do their one song, and then we're going to come back with all of us with some of your songs and my songs.
That's all right.
And we're going to do some basic stuff. Because this song, what you're about to hear now, is it original, Deb?
Yes, it's a Cotton Blue song.
It's a Cotton Blue song.
This is a song about a lady that lives at the end of our road. She's a gullah lady. Okay. Her name is Moselle Brownlee. You know, and that girl can do some good cooking. She cooks up some good eats. Wow. But come Saturday night, Moselle likes to go out. She does. So we're going to tell her story right here.
That's a good thing. Ladies and gentlemen, in the house right about now, excellent band. Put your ears to the phones and give a listen to your radios. Cotton Blue. Take it away, guys.
Yeah, now. I know a woman, Moselle Brownlee's her name. She's a gullah lady.
That's right.
Yeah, now I know a woman, Moselle Brownlee's her name. She lives around our road. She says, had nine husbands, she drove them all insane. And now Moselle Brownlee wears curlers in her hair, those big old orange ones. Debbie? I mean, Bootsie. Moselle Brownlee wears curlers in her hair, big old bright orange ones. Better not miss with the girl, she got a shotgun on her. she goes out on Saturday night. She gets down with the boys, feeling good, love feeling right.
That's right.
Head down Moselle. Starts rocking and moving. That's what the girl really did. Doctor, sing with us. I said, go, Moselle, go. From your head down to your toe. Big Daddy. Go, Moselle, go. She lives on the island of Edisto. I said, go. I saw you.
I thought you get on that table and do it.
This is unrehearsed, and yeah, we're all just in the studio having a good time. And right about now, we're gonna see if Mr. Jeep White want to do one of his, and see how you feel.
Time to take a quick break, but don't go too far. More blues and good times coming up after these messages. Stay tuned.